Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you from PNC Studios at Atlas Hall as we break down the Bears and the New Orleans Saints. You've played there. We're going to start with that because it's not an easy place to play, especially when they're revved up and rolling like they are right now.
You know, we went in there once during my career. New Orleans Saints were 7-0. It was an unbelievable atmosphere in there. It was the loudest indoor stadium we had played to up until that point. The impact that the fans have on that in the support of New Orleans Saints might be second to none.
Well, as soon as Drew Brees plugged in there, that place ignited. And it's been that way ever since, and it remains that way.
Right. And I think that's one of the great storylines of this game, because I think there's a couple of them. When you look at where Drew Brees is in his career and where Mitchell Trubisky is in his career, just the attention that the Bears' defensive backs have gotten in the last couple weeks and how they contributed to the wins, and you got Drew Brees on one side of it. I think this is kind of one of the most interesting games that we've gone into in a long time, and the impact of the crowd is going to be a factor.
You know, don't discount this either, because Ryan Pace and his staff, and they come from New Orleans.
Yeah.
They've been around Drew Brees. The model in their head of a quarterback that is truly a franchise quarterback is Drew Brees. It's interesting now that Mitchell Trubisky's going in New Orleans for this game against this legendary figure and future Hall of Famer.
But Mitchell Trubisky's got enough on his own plate that he can't worry or have time to look at Drew Brees right now. But you do have a chance to take it all in. You have the chance to meet him before the game or even after the game. You get to watch his performance from the sideline. You know, one of the things about Drew Brees is he's kind of saved that city and that football team. And you look at the impact that he's had on them. Can Mitchell Trubisky elevate to have that same impact, because the Bears need it?
What is Mitchell Trubisky looking at defensively with the Saints team? Because right now they're middling in terms of their statistical average and so forth.
You know, I think it's, God, is New Orleans going to take advantage of a young quarterback that doesn't have a great deal of experience? And when you talk about the way the crowd can be injected into the game, that can make it so difficult for every one of the Bears' offensive blockers, just because you don't have the feel of the snap count. So I think that's going to be the biggest hurdle to overcome. But New Orleans is also unique that if you do overcome that hurdle and you run the ball efficiently, that crowd has a tendency to quiet down, and then you'll see the Bears in control of that stadium.
Conversely, the offense, obviously, who Drew is throwing to, a pretty good selection of skill position talent, beginning with the running game, which has been very good with Mark Ingram and the rookie Alvin Kamara. He's type of a Sproles type of guy that they've always had in that offense for Sean Payton, who's an outstanding play caller.
Right. You know, we all think of Drew Brees about his downfield threat opportunities. He's thrown over 30% of the time he's thrown to the running backs. And when you look at what he's being able to accomplish both in the running game and throwing it to the running backs, there's where the big challenge is for the defensive back end, because they can't get caught out of position where they create space for that type of throws. But they also can't get caught peeking, thinking about those throws and let something get behind them.
One guy we haven't talked about is Akeem Hicks. He is revved up and ready to go against the team that drafted him in this NFL. He's got some chip on his shoulder about it. It looks like he's going to be ready and revved up to take on these New Orleans Saints. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching, everybody.